Hi, I'm Julia Pizzone. I'm a current AmeriCorps service member serving at Ed Advance in Litchfield, Connecticut.
Healthy Minds Alliance is an innovative AmeriCorps program managed by Health360 that engages AmeriCorps members of all ages and backgrounds to meet critical mental health needs in communities served by their host sites. AmeriCorps members serving with the Healthy Minds Alliance receive a stipend during their 10-month service term, and upon completion of their service term, receive an education award which can be used to repay qualified student loans and to pay current educational expenses at eligible institutions of higher education and training programs. If you're interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member or would like information on how your organization could become a host site, please see our show notes for information on how to apply.
Hello, current, former, and future AmeriCorps service members. My name is Michael, and I'll be your host today for the Healthy Minds Alliance podcast. And in that role, I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Julia, and we're going to talk a little bit more about her, her service, and just get to know her. So if you don't mind, Julia, well, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. But we'll start with the most obvious and broad question in the world. Just tell me a little bit about yourself, and this can be like outside of AmeriCorps. Like, who are you when you're not serving?
Yeah, of course. Hi. I am currently a dance teacher, so that's one of my favorite hobbies to do on the side of AmeriCorps. I like to keep myself occupied, mind, body, spiritually, so dance is physically something that I get to do.
So again, I'm probably one of the most uncoordinated people that you will ever meet. I love the beauty of dance. Is there a particular is style? Like, what's the proper term for the types of dance that people might do?
Yeah, so I am a hip hop teacher.
Okay.
So I teach just hip hop, but I also take classes in tap, ballet, jazz, lyrical, and I grew up dancing, so this year, my old dance teacher asked me to come back and teach. So that was really nice and something I got to do on the side with AmeriCorps.
That is very, very cool. Yeah, I'm like the fourth grade, you know, side to side, tap your foot together. And I've never advanced past that. That's where I've stayed.
I also am an EMT. I feel like that's important to talk about as well. So I've been an EMT at AMR in New Haven for over 2 years, and I started right in the middle of the pandemic. So it was a weird time to start, but we're evolving now and it's a lot different than how it used to be.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, you're certainly at the forefront of that, you know, being in, like, my wife works for a hospital organization. So, like, she doesn't work in the hospitals, but she works for them. So, you know, we were getting information I would consider like very good, accurate information early on, which just in some ways made it more scary because we kind of knew what was happening. But I just want to commend your bravery and your service for that. I mean, not only doing that, but then starting it right in the middle of what was an unknown global pandemic had to be scary.
Yeah, it was. And it was one of the reasons why I wanted to join AmeriCorps. I frequently had a lot of patients who had mental health challenges, and we would bring them to the hospital, and a lot of the patients would tell me that that wasn't good enough, like the hospital would almost shoo them away, so there was really nowhere for them to turn. Even when they're calling 911, there's kind of not a lot of support available.
Okay.
So I was just very interested in the field of mental health. So I saw this as an opportunity to go out into my community and actually talk to these people and provide them with trainings so that I can be a little bit more. Not that I'm doing more than hospital. No, that sounds bad.
But no, I get what you're saying. Like that, think of it like a Band-Aid. Like you're helping to help with the problems, not just put a Band-Aid on it dealing with the symptoms. I get that.
Yeah.
So that's actually my second official question for you is how did you end up becoming an AmeriCorps service member? And I can see now the reason why you wanted to do it, but how did it actually happen? Like, did you just start, you know, Googling ways to get involved? Did you know someone who was a member already? Like, what was your avenue to come into the program?
My friend Carissa did the Healthy Minds Alliance program before me, and she highly, highly recommended it. She's a social worker now, so she's obviously passionate about mental health. And I just kind of wanted to have a similar experience during my time out of school and before I start school again, just to kind of get out in the community and explore this different passion that I had.
Everybody has a similar but yet unique journey, I think, coming into the service. So I have, I've been doing these interviews for a little while, and pretty consistently there is a I knew someone who did it and recommended it, which I think speaks very highly of the program, that not only do people love it, but they love it so much they want other people to experience it as well. So at the top, you kind of mentioned, or you gave us the name of your host site. So I'd like to learn a little bit more about that. If you happen to know, do they have a specific mission statement? What do they do in the community, and how are you helping to provide that service to your community?
So I was serving at EdAdvance, and this is a nonprofit in Connecticut, and they go out and do multiple trainings throughout the state. It can range from mental health, which is where I am, all the way to science projects and field trips to Long Island Sound. So there's a lot of different avenues that EdAdvance explores, and I am personally serving in the mental health region of EdAdvance. Specifically, my department, we have a SAMHSA grant, which is a national grant that we are able to do these trainings all over Connecticut for free for all of our participants, which has been great. And a huge barrier to these trainings can be the cost. We're very fortunate to do these trainings for free.
So I'm somewhat similar. My host site is a school in Corbin, Kentucky, and I actually work for the school part-time, and then I do AmeriCorps with the school as a host site, and my position there with the school is grant-funded, so I also do the trainings for free. And that's a great avenue to get more people involved, because time is an issue for a lot of people. Cost is obviously an issue for a lot of people. So did you seek out your host site and volunteer? Did you connect with AmeriCorps and then they put you at the, like, how did you get at that specific place?
Yeah, there was an opening in that specific place when I applied for AmeriCorps, and it worked out really well because I am from Connecticut, so I didn't have to relocate.
Amazing. Yeah, they're very, very cool. So it sounds like what you're doing there is really much in line with what you want to do. Again, as someone like EMT, you kind of have a service personality. Is there anything in particular about your service with AmeriCorps that you would like point to as this helped me grow, or maybe some experiences that you gained through the program that you're going to take with you into your future?
So I was fortunate enough to multiple different types of trainings. So just to name the ones that I was qualified to teach in, I taught mental health first aid in adult, youth, and teen, as well as QPR suicide prevention. So I had a lot of different experiences with adults, general public, nursing students, high school students. So I had a pretty big range. But for me, the most impactful part was definitely going into the high schools and working with different types of students. For me, I've always liked working with kids and students.
So within, obviously you've been given training through the AmeriCorps program to be able to offer these various types of trainings. Is there any training that you've received at your host site that maybe you'd want to talk about, or something that you think is very valuable, or just honestly something super cool about your host site that makes you very happy to be serving there?
I would like to shout out my host site supervisor, Diane Cassidy. She has been such a wonderful teacher for me and mentor, and just being able to serve alongside her has made my 10 months just fly by. She's taught me so much from, she was with me from my very first training to almost my very last one. And just serving alongside her, I learned so much.
That's very cool. And that's our first official shout out. So congratulations on that. Now, one of the questions I like to ask is, you know, if you could look back and tell yourself something, or maybe to someone who's about or thinking about joining the program, what is one piece of advice or one thought you would want to share? Now, you specifically, I'm actually speaking to you the day before your last day. So you are at the end of your service term. So and you're actually the first I've had in that particular instance. So you might have already been thinking about this. So as you look back on your term, what would you want to tell Julia day one, or maybe someone who's listening now who's not a service member but thinking about joining?
I think I would tell myself how important it is to listen. My training style evolved throughout the past 10 months, and I think that's okay. And I think that's important to listen to your feedback and to evolve. And I think to look at your service term as a period in your life where you're really serving other people. We talk a lot about public health in AmeriCorps, and I've realized that public health is really a community effort. And some people who are in communities that need more help and aid are really looking for us, are really happy to have the opportunity to have service members come in and actually make a difference. So you really can change people's lives.
I completely agree with that. I think that is fantastic that that's what you chose to share. So this is kind of a short form interview. So there's not a lot more questions I have, but is there anything I didn't ask about that you're like, oh, I want to share this about my experience or my host site or just anything else, sort of a final wrap up, what I didn't ask, but you want to say question?
My numbers I'm proud of.
Oh, fantastic. Let's share.
I'm very proud to have had the opportunity to have trained 406 participants in my 10 months of service. That included 25 individual trainings. I trained adults, youth, teen, mental health, first aid, and QPR. It was definitely a big range. And I also feel like I had a wide net of impact from nursing students to high school students. We even trained mental health providers, which at some point felt like they knew more than me, but we still trained them. We even got to train a group of RAs over in Thailand. So we really went, you know, globally there. We got to train ambulance members and veterans, and we showed up at summer camps. So I really feel like I got to dip my toes in a lot of different areas.
Ian, that is truly fantastic. And those are numbers that you should be proud of. And, you know, we talk a little bit about, or in some of the interviews, it comes out like what we do in our service terms. And one of the things that we are tasked with doing is to train so many people. Like, it's not a quota isn't the right word, but we have goals that we need to try to meet. And you far exceeded your goals for that. And you should be very proud of those numbers.
Thank you.
Well, I've had an absolute pleasure talking with you today. Again, last chance, is there anything else you'd like to say as you sign off with me and with your service term?
I think another huge part of being an AmeriCorps service member is having empathy. And one of my favorite videos that I want to share with your listeners is the empathy video by Brené Brown. This video I use in all my QPR trainings, and it explains the importance of empathy in a little cartoon. And I always say, I can't explain it any better than this video, but I'll try a little bit right here. It's basically not having the right answer all the time, and that's okay. Sometimes the best answer is no answer, and it's just being there with that person. That's a big part of what my service term has been. Not always having the right thing to say, or not knowing exactly what to say when students share with me such private information, but being able to be with them in that moment and share that experience with them makes it a little bit better.
That's great. And I will, if you can send me a link to that, I will happily put those in the show notes for anyone who's interested. We'll make it easy for them to find that and experience it for themselves.
Yes, I would love to.
Fantastic. Well, Julia, once again, thank you so much for being here. absolute pleasure to get to meet you today. And I wish you the best of luck as you move on and do things in the world, dancing and EMTing and whatever else you move into in the future. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. As we bring this week's episode to a close, I just want to once again thank Julia for joining me today and sharing a little bit about her experience in service with AmeriCorps and her host site. I hope you have enjoyed listening, and I hope that you will join us again next week when we will have another amazing guest to talk about their service. As a reminder, if you are interested in becoming a service member, have any questions about serving, or perhaps your organization would like to become a host site, you will find information and links to follow in our show notes.